Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick-hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by AnaBots. We automate sales and support with AI so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit anabots.ai to get started. That's ANABOTS.AI, anabots.ai. Today's guest is Delisa Abraham. Delisa is an empowered leadership coach, mentor, and speaker at Faith and Sparkles World. She works with entrepreneurs who want to lead a thriving, successful team that leads to results. Her BizHap is about that time when being in the military helped her as an entrepreneur. So Delisa, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Yes, thank you, Anna. Thanks for having me. And to anyone listening, welcome, and I'm glad you're here.
So tell me your story.
Yeah, so I started off in the military when I was extremely young, green, around 19, 18, 19 years of age, at the university, studying humanities of all things. And when my time there, that is when I got into, I was placed in a leadership position based on the length of time that I was there, as well as teaching leadership. So it was from going to being very green and knowing nothing about leadership to teaching leadership over the course of some years. And then when I retired after almost 14 years, came out and was working in corporate, and I saw women, you know, senior VPs who were in these leadership roles, but they didn't see themselves as leaders. And I understood that as well, because I didn't see myself as a leader when I first started off. I was put in a leadership role, did the training, had to learn about myself, but it's very different from being in the military to now coming out into civilian.
Yes. So I'm going to ask this question. It's very different. Like my background, for instance, I graduated from architecture, and I was one of not many girls in college. I also studied karate for 30 years, and I was like the only girl in a team of 14 other boys. So it is very different, like, to be surrounded with a mixed environment than to develop yourself, to grow and develop yourself in an environment where you're the only woman, because I guess the communication skills are different in men and women, or the way perceptions are, I guess things are perceived are very different in an environment where there's only men or there's only women, or it's a mixed thing. So what were your takeaways of developing yourself in that environment?
Definitely. And I completely understand where you're coming from. Communication 100% is key, as well as mindset is key. So with men, they tend to be very direct. They can sometimes come off as abrasive, not all men, but in the environments, in these male dominated spaces, they tend to come off as that during my time, at least. And so with that level of directness, when I came out and started working now civilian, it was challenging because I was seeing it as, this is the goal, this is the way, let's just get it done. Versus now there are people with feelings that, not that I wasn't considering it before, but now it's like, you hurt my feelings. Oh, like, I'm not here to hurt your feelings. I'm just here to get the job done. So I had to learn how to empathize even more deeply. Even though I had empathy, it was like now showing that empathy and listening, which is so key, listening to what they're saying and also what they're not saying. So I was doing that in the military, but it was very different than when now you're with civilians and people are sharing that, you know, they went home and they're having a hard time at home, and that's affecting their performance, and they can't separate it at that time. So that was a steep learning curve for me, because I was very, and Anna, you may relate to this. It's with men, it's this is it. Let's get it done. That's it. And then we all
Yeah.
get to go home. There is no like all of these other things in between. And then after, I'll care about your feelings and we can discuss it if you want to. And so with that, I started to develop my communication. I started to develop my listening ever deeper and fuller. And I really started to recognize a lot more with my tone, not what I was saying, but how I was saying things, because I recognize my tonality, the pitch in my voice, all of those little things, they call it soft skills now, they matter, because it is those soft skills that would help the team not only grow and tap into their own level of leadership and work skills, but also to be able to work as a community, as a team, so then you can reach the desired results.
That's awesome. So what I take here is that listening and empathy are very important for people to be able to be direct without hurting other people's feelings.
Yes,
That's
100%.
okay. That's 100% the biggest takeaway that I could have ever had today. Because let me tell you something. I grew up not knowing how to communicate like in a direct way. Like I feel like I'm gonna hurt someone's feelings, and I go around just so I don't hurt people's feelings. And it takes me a long time to communicate in a clear, effective way, something that can be shorter. So if I listen, if I'm empathetic, I will be direct and I will not hurt people's feelings. Correct?
Well, I mean, it's never black and white, right?
I'm just trying
It's
to
just never,
simplify everything.
these things are never black and white. But what I will say to you is that when you're listening to someone, now you're hearing what they're saying, but also not the words that are coming out of their mouth. So you're listening with not only your eyes, but your ears, and and with your spirit, with your heart, when you're listening. That's real, true listening. So, and when you're empathetic or you're listening with understanding, at least, now you're understanding where they are coming from. So when you have a business, at the end of the day, your business needs to grow, you need to have money, you need to do all of these things. If someone's not performing, you still have to let them know, what's going on. So this is where questions, and you're seeing top salespeople are doing this as well, right? Tapping into the psychology of people. And the two main things is understanding and empathy, also listening. And they're also saying like, well, what's going on? What's
Yes.
happening with you today? And then the person saying, oh, I'm having a tough time, such and such is happening, right? Especially if you build that rapport, you have that trust. Oh, okay. So what do you need in this moment so you can heal, so you can grow, whatever it is? Because at the end of the day, people know when they're giving 100% or when they're not giving 100%. And if you have a team and they're not the persons or some maybe the leaders you've appointed to different sections, if they're not giving 100%, you need to understand why. So the approach and you asking them the questions and you building that rapport and that relationship with them, that's part of that whole empathy, compassionate piece. Now you're listening to them. They feel heard. They know that you hear them. And now you start working together so that they can heal from whatever it is that they're going through. And then ultimately the desired results or goals or vision that you want to accomplish can be accomplished. So it's really working as a community, right? And building up that community culture and building up the trust. And that is a key piece.
Beautiful. So, Delisa, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
I serve women in leadership world, and you could find me at Faith and Sparkles World. You could follow along on Faith and Sparkles World or type in Delisa Abraham. I will pop up and follow along.
Great. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Delisa Abraham, for coming on and sharing her story about that time when being in the military helped her as an entrepreneur. If you've got a bizhab of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhabs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One biz hit per day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you want help installing AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit annabots.com and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.